This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, two Chicago police officers were hospitalized after a driver hit their car in Rogers Park on the far north side last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest details.
Police say a driver blew a red light and hit a police car at Sheridan and Howard at about 10:30 last night. Her silver SUV then hit a minivan, police say, rolled over and hit two parked cars. Police took the woman, or young woman, into custody and planned to ticket her. Paramedics took her, the two police officers, and the minivan driver all to the hospital with minor injuries. There was no one in the parked cars. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
State police say no one was seriously hurt after a chase ended with a crash on Chicago's northwest side last night. Police say a vehicle involved in a possible armed kidnapping was spotted on the Edens Expressway near Dundee Road, but the driver refused to stop and left the expressway, crashing into another car at Milwaukee and Diversey. Three people ran from the first car but were caught a short time later.
Residents in suburban Northbrook are demanding answers after another instance of what they call anti-Semitic graffiti. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Mai, police in Northbrook are currently investigating this incident where they say anti-Semitic graffiti was found on a pro-Israel sign in front of a home. Vandals allegedly tagged the sign with the phrase Free Palestine and defaced the home's walkway and Israeli flags. The incident comes after police say anti-Semitic messages were displayed on billboards over the Edens Expressway. It was later determined those billboards were hacked. Now, the village board says it takes the incident seriously and, quote, unequivocally condemns anti-Semitism and all acts of hate speech. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Cook County judge has ruled against the mayor of Dalton, finding that the village board can hold meetings at a park district building.
This is the latest in a power struggle between Mayor Tiffany Henyard and a majority of the trustees. The trustees recently held a meeting at a park district facility. The mayor had her own at the village hall. She then showed up at the park district facility and was heckled.
I am the mayor of the village of Dalton. I have told you guys several times. Hold on. Respect, guys.
The judge's ruling came on the heels of an opinion by the Illinois Attorney General's office that the village hall cannot sufficiently accommodate the public. Meetings can now take place at the Park District building. The mayor needs to be present to conduct business. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 41-year-old woman is hospitalized after being hit by gunfire from outside a home in the East Garfield Park area last night. Police say the woman was in a home on the 300 block of South Christiana when bullets came through a wall and struck her in the head. She's reported in serious condition this morning.
3.5 months after a downstate Sangamon County deputy shot and killed a woman in her home, a 14-member commission met for the first time last night in an effort to improve policing and race relations in Springfield.
Sean Grayson faces murder charges for fatally shooting Sonia Massey. Massey Commission Chair Dr. Jerry Cruz, Dean of SIU School of Medicine, says a report is due out in a year.
This report will be presented to local and state governments, to law enforcement agencies, and to the public to foster immediate and lasting change in law enforcement practices.
To Citizen Hewitt Douglas, the emperor has no clothes.
You're not learning nothing here. What you did was talk to yourself. The problem with we got here in Springfield, yes, is racism. It's a problem all over the world.
Much agreement in the room on that last part. In Springfield, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new program allows Chicago residents to report blocked bus and bike lanes.
Chicago aldermen passed a pilot program during a busy meeting for the Committee on Pedestrian and Traffic Safety that empowers members of the public to submit recorded evidence of drivers blocking bus or bike lanes in the city. The reporting service will be available to residents through a website or app created by the Transportation Department. Alderman Bennett Lawson says the measure has his support.
I think we need to lean into tech when it comes to enforcement in all levels, and I'm curious to see how effective this could be.
Going to full city council, if passed, it would take effect on January 1st of next year. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. And Yeah, that's pop star Shakira. She'd scheduled a show in December at the United Center, but it's now been canceled. A statement says demand for tickets is so great, Live Nation had to move the shows from arenas to stadiums. Concert dates are going to be shifted to 2025. The new tour schedule only has one Midwest stop in it. That's in Detroit. Officials say refunds will be issued to those who purchased tickets for the Chicago show.
Friends and family members are mourning the death of a suburban teenager who died after being shot in Chicago Sunday night. The victim is identified as 18-year-old Jess Kendall, a student at Elgin High School. He was one of three people shot during what his family calls a violent robbery gone wrong. Police say he and the others were attacked near Walcott and Warren on their way to a concert at the United Center. The other victims, a 15 and 19-year-old, were also shot and taken to hospitals for treatment. Their current conditions are not known.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Hey there, good morning. Jaden Daniels has already helped Washington win more in a 5-2 start than the Commanders did all of last season, going 4-13. But the rookie number 2 draft pick is considered week to week and may miss Sunday's Bears game with an unspecified rib injury. Broken ribs have reportedly been ruled out already. His backup is 10-year vet Marcus Mariota. Bears tight end Cole Kmet was pushed into emergency snapping duty in London and converted on all 5 PATs. But someone's tongue may have been in their cheek when the NFL signed off on Kmet winning an award for his effort.
Last week's NFC Special Teams Player of the Week finally took the Hallis Hall podium.
Yeah, I think there might be some pretty pissed off long snappers throughout the league, but
around the league and in Lake Forest.
There was a few in the locker room, yeah.
Bears tight end Cole Kmet, of course, joking about the honor he got for stepping in for the injured Scott Daly in London.
Obviously, a cool award to get regardless, and you know, just kind of makes that day a little more memorable, I guess.
Kmet probably won't be called on this Sunday. Daly did some work during walkthroughs yesterday, and the Bears added long snapper Jake McQuaid to the practice squad during the bye. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Defensive backs Kyler Gordon and Tyreek Stevenson test their leg injuries at Bears practice tomorrow. Lamar Jackson's legs are great. 5 touchdown passes and helps lead the Ravens past the Buccaneers 41-31. A last-second field goal lands Arizona on top of the Chargers 17-15. Detroit receiver Jameson Williams may be suspended 2 games for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy. Ice down for the Blackhawks and Canucks here tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An iconic architect of the Roaring Twenties era will have a Chicago street named after him this week.
You've probably heard of Daniel Burnham or Wies van der Rohe, but have you heard of Benjamin Marshall?
He has done so much for Chicago, and his name has not at all been recognized.
The iconic architect designed the Drake Hotel, the Blackstone, the South Shore Cultural Center, the Edgewater Beach Hotel, and much of East Lakeshore Drive. Jane LePoe with the Benjamin Marshall Society says his work was influenced by European architecture, and he was known for his Great Gatsby lifestyle.
And he also had his own gorgeous mansion estate overlooking Lake Michigan in Wilmette and just across the Baha'i Temple, which wasn't built then. There, he actually threw these extraordinary parties. Many Hollywood stars were there. Society was there. Politicos were there.
Benjamin Marshall Way at East Lakeshore Drive and Michigan Avenue will be christened on Wednesday at 5:30. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It appears the head of the Chicago Public Schools will remain in his post for at least a few more weeks as the district has pushed back the next Board of Education meeting. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
CPS canceled Thursday's meeting and won't hold its next one until December 12th. Before then, voters will elect 10 candidates to the school board. Mayor Johnson appointed 6 members after the entire board resigned earlier this month amid a fight over how to pay for a new teacher's contract and other bills. That led to the mayor to call for CPS CEO Pedro Martinez to resign. He has refused, but the Tribune reports Martinez could be voted out by the board in January when he's up for a performance review. Meanwhile, Deputy Mayor for Education Jen Johnson is taking an indefinite leave of absence. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A school administrator in Lansing School District 158 has been relieved of her duties after colleagues accused her of sending what they say was a racist and offensive joke via email.
Sender, the district's HR director, Tanya Carter. The joke, a variation of this. What do you call a sick bald eagle? The punchline, illegal. Some who received it said it referenced or implied illegal immigrants. Jeanette Torres was offended.
Illegal has always been a term that has been tied to Hispanics. Right away, you think of illegal, like someone thinks of illegal, and it's Hispanics.
The HR director, according to CBS News Chicago, sent out another email to those who were offended saying it was a dad joke. She wrote, "Please accept my sincerest apologies." She was removed as HR director. She remains employed by the district. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.